KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Officials in Minnesota say they've arrested 57-year-old Vance Bolter, accused of killing a state lawmaker and her husband over the weekend. Minnesota Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson said Bolter posed as a police officer.
Bolter exploited the trust our uniforms are meant to represent. That betrayal is deeply disturbing to those of us who wear the badge with honor and responsibility.
More airstrikes have been traded between Iran and Israel. Israeli officials say at least five people were killed in overnight missile attacks by Iran. ABC News foreign correspondent Ian Pannell is there.
A devastating strike in the heart of Tel Aviv. An Iranian ballistic missile evading air defense, exploding in a downtown residential neighborhood. Hundreds of emergency workers flooding the scene, scouring for survivors.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, 34 people have now been killed after shooting erupted near food distribution centers. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities have found the shooter who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some Wisconsin legislators had to leave their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Bolter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016. He was caught in Green Isle, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border. Meanwhile, thousands of people took to State Street and the Capitol Square as part of the No Kings protests nationwide. Madison's demonstration had about 15,000 people pushing back against the Trump administration. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock was here in Madison.
We are red, yellow, brown, black, and white. We are straight, gay, transgender. We are all of those things. We are rich and we are poor. We are young and we are old. But we have one message: no kings in America.
Madison police say this was a peaceful protest. Three people were arrested for spray painting the law enforcement memorial. Police say other attendees reported it and asked police to intervene because they wanted the whole event to stay calm. A business on State Street was also vandalized with spray paint. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers conquer the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers closer, Trevor Megill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at-bat in the ninth, I mean, that's special. That was a tremendous at-bat. But then for Megill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA state championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain in spots with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, Scattered thunderstorms back in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Weightless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We're here today because an unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Horn, and her husband Mark, were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination. Our state lost a great leader, and I lost the dearest of friends.
Ugh. That's just sad. Yeah. It just, when I turned on the news before we were heading out, and that was what was happening, it was just like, what? Yeah. You know, and again, his name, the murderer, allegedly, is Vance Bolter, mm-hmm. and he had a manifesto and a hit list.
Yep.
In his car, which included politicians, abortion providers, and pro-abortion rights advocates. Mm-hmm. He also had some No Kings signs, so people think that he was trying to blend in.
Yep.
That's why he had those with him. He's 57-year-old, and he runs an armed security service with his wife. So, haha, this is how he could get what he got. He's also been affiliated with at least one evangelical organization, a ministry he's run with his wife as well. Wasn't she detained for a little while before they arrested him?
I don't know. I didn't hear much about his wife.
Yeah, according to tax filings reviewed by Wired, the suspect served for a time as the president of the, I don't think they spelled this right, Reformation Ministries, Revo Formation is what they said. Mm-hmm. A version of the ministry's website was captured in 2011 and carries a biography which is said to have been, he was ordained apparently in 1993, probably on the internet.
Okay.
That's my assumption. Yeah, it was very disconcerting to hear that, and the governor obviously was very upset, and they were urging people not to go to any of the protests in and around.
Because he was, but he
was still at loose.
Still at large.
Yeah, he was still loose, and he was from Brooklyn Park. I've been to Brooklyn Park. I know exactly where he was from, or at least, the roommate or whatever. So, yeah, I'm glad they caught him, and I hope that he's convicted of this crime. I hope that they, you know, they get him. And Donald still hasn't called Governor Walz about this, which is just because he said the right thing, or somebody said the right thing on behalf of Donald. But because he said what was written, such horrific violence will not be tolerated in the United States of America. God bless the great people of Minnesota, a truly great place. But then he went on Sunday with Rachel Scott on ABC. He said, well, it's a terrible thing. I think he's a terrible governor. I think he's a grossly incompetent person. But I may call him. I may call other people, too. It's just because President Biden posted beautifully, and I'm sure he's going to give a call to the governor.
Sure, absolutely.
If he hasn't already, and to the two that survived their shooting, I'm sure he's going to call them as well, because that's what you do. when you're the president. He called him a loser. He called Governor Walz a loser, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Donald.
Oh, that's to be expected.
Yeah, it is. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Hey, Larry in Minneapolis, how you doing?
Hey, just want to check in to let you know how we're doing here.
Yeah.
A surreal day, of course, on Saturday. But, and you could just feel it. You could just feel it. I don't know if it's also the Canadian wind blowing. Air is really, really bad.
Yeah, from all the fires
just
up there.
The feeling was awful on Saturday. It was kind of rainy, kind of wet. But here's the really awesome thing. This thing came out, and they warned people because he had the flyers in his car about the No Kings protest.
Uh-huh.
So they told them to kind of cut it down and only have speakers for no more than 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Well, not only did we not cut it down, I believe the estimate is 20 to 50,000 people showed up at the St. Paul State Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Speakers went on for 3 hours.
Wow.
And it was just an incredible response. If anything, it made us dig our heels in deeper.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have kind of a history here. Paul Wellstone went down in 2002 mm-hmm. as the lone dissenting voice against the war in Iraq. So, you know, not pushing conspiracies, but that just felt like a blast off. And who knows what this is, really.
Yeah. No, I mean.
So, but we're doing a lot better now. So
good.
The man's been apprehended.
Yes.
Good.
So glad.
And,
it's
thank you guys. Really appreciate you.
You take care. Take care of that. I love that city. Take care of that city for us, okay?
Will do. Will do.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, I'm glad the guy was caught.
Yeah.
Because that's scary.
Yeah.
You know, and what his, because I watched the roommate read those texts,
mm-hmm.
and he was crying, the roommate. He was very upset. And it sounded like Bolter, in one of the texts that his roommate read, stated that he wasn't sure he was going to make it. I think he thought he was going to be killed. I think he wanted to be.
Yeah.
I do. I think he wanted to martyr himself for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's been caught. Throw the book at him. I'm against the death penalty, so don't do that. I'm against it in all circumstances. I am very, very, very much. I can never be on a jury that has a death penalty case, which is fine with me. other than that, and then there was a problem in Texas at one point. They were worried. They arrested one person in connection to some credible threats made to state lawmakers planning to attend the rally. Apparently, he was a left-wing person, so.
Okay.
But they caught him. Good.
Because
we don't support that.
Nope.
We are against anybody doing anything like that, no matter where you come from.
Right.
Which is why with the Epstein files, if Bill Clinton did something untoward,
mm-hmm.
by Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And if he did, by the way, the files would have been released by now. Because there's no way Donald would let that go. Speaking of Texas, hey, Anita in San Antonio.
Hey, Jody.
Hey, I'll talk to you on Friday on my show. She's one of my regulars now.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to that.
Yay.
You know what? As far as the marching, those guys know how to march. That must have been some sort of protest or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they were just walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen a lot of military parades. I live in San Antonio, Texas. And those guys know how to march, even in basic training.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what that had to be. And I went to a protest in this little town outside of San Antonio, Cibolo, and there was probably about 2,000 people there.
Nice.
And oh my God, it was so great. Everybody was so nice. We brought tacos for everyone.
Good.
To remind them of the Taco King. And also, people were giving out waters and snacks and stuff like that. People were just so joyous. And there was a couple people, like this one guy, who just kept circling our intersection
mm-hmm.
and revving up his truck,
mm-hmm.
you know, really loud. And finally, the police did, you know, because there was lots of state troopers there. And they stopped him. But other than that, it was just wonderful. It was fantastic. And I hear the one in San Antonio went off pretty well, too, even with the National Guard threat, you know.
Right.
So, everything went great. And I was glad to see L.A. showed up.
Yep.
And everybody showed up and his stupid parade or whatever that was. just was just such a disaster. And everybody around the world saw that.
Yeah.
If that was supposed to, you know, show strength, mm-hmm. it did the opposite.
Yeah. No, he looked like the weak, pitiful man. In fact, Eisenhower, thank you, Anita. I'll talk to you on Friday. Bye.
Okay. Talk to you Friday. Okay, bye.
I think Eisenhower said when you have military parades like this, it makes that the leader of that country look weak.
Look small. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does, because why do you have to prove this?
Right. Yep.
There's no reason. We have a gigantic military.
We do.
The world knows that. So, speaking of which, Donald has not ruled out the potential of us helping Israel against Iran.
Yeah.
You know, if Donald Trump were president, that would... Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, he is.
Notice how every other president that's dealt with Netanyahu, he's never done something like this. But only with Donald has he decided to attack Iran, which may be enriching uranium for bombs now. Because Donald got us out of that deal and was trying to get us back into it, in air quotes.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently... So for those of you... this is obviously a developing story, but Israel bombed Iran over the weekend, and they're retaliating back. It's going back and forth right now. And Marco Rubio insisted that the attack was a unilateral move by Israel, but Donald has praised the strikes as excellent, made clear that the U.S. had foreknowledge.
Yeah.
So, which, because they were pulling people out of the area, obviously somebody knew what was about to happen in Tehran. They had to have known, or why pull people out? And now, but what's interesting is the MAGA crowd.
Uh-huh.
In fact, somebody I used to be friends with, when he decided to vote for Donald, which is insane. He's an old hippie. I will never understand why he voted for Donald. But he was like, yeah, he's the peace president, man. He's going to stop all these wars. So the MAGAs that voted for Donald because he's the, quote, peace president, and he's going to stop all these never-ending wars,
yep.
are starting to push back. Tucker Carlson, of all people, mm-hmm. being one of them. He's warning of an impending war, blaming Donald for being complicit and ridiculing the idea that the U.S. wasn't involved in the strikes. He also went on, he torched Fox News and old colleagues, calling out Murdoch, Hannity, mm-hmm. and Levin, Mark Levin by name, branding them warmongers. I'm not going to disagree with Tucker Carlson. Donald, stop making me agree with people I don't like.
The world is upside down.
We are totally in the upside down these days. and he basically said the real divide isn't between people who support Israel and those who support Iran or the Palestinians. The real divide is between those who casually encourage violence and those who seek to prevent it, between warmongers and peacemakers. At some point, they will all have to answer for this. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot mm-hmm. coming from a guy who was a big Trumper up mm-hmm. until, I guess,
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit more to talk about on that, obviously. And it is 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show is brought to you by Stephanie's pajamas.
Yeah.
And her sheets and her towels. It's Cozy Earth, people.
Okay, sustainable.
That's sustainable. She likes to say sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever tried to sleep through the summer heat wave, which is here right
yeah,
now,
right
you
now.
Know the struggle, flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. And that used to be me and Stephanie and others until she and I have discovered Cozy Earth sheets. These aren't your average sheets. They're made from viscose, from bamboo.
Mm.
So that's sustainable.
Yeah.
It's naturally temperature regulating and moisture wicking. Whee! It's designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since making the switch, she's been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tea and Studio Pet Collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, and perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you'll want to wear it everywhere. And here's the best part, there is no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. That's a long time.
It is.
Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury shouldn't be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. It's the best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust us. You'll feel the difference the very first night. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know that feeling when you walk through the door, kick off your shoes, and finally breathe? That's the kind of comfort Cozy Earth delivers. Luxury you can truly feel and quality you can count on day after day. I've been sleeping on Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets for a while now. I can honestly say they've completely changed the way I sleep. Made with viscose from bamboo, they're unbelievably soft and the temperature regulation is real. I don't wake up sweaty anymore, even on warm nights. With Father's Day around the corner, Cozy Earth has you covered with gift ideas that are both practical and luxurious, perfect for the hard-to-buy-for man in your life. The all-day tee and studio pant collection are two standouts. They're incredibly soft, breathable, and made for all-day comfort, whether he's lounging, traveling, or just relaxing at home. Plus, every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, a true testament to their quality and durability. Visit CozyEarth.com now. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Dad's going to love it. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, type in Stephanie.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Stephanie Miller.
It's 23 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be back on Monday. She's on a bike trip on the East Coast.
East Coast somewhere.
Somewhere on the East Coast, there's a lady bicycling.
Yep.
323-410-0458 is the number. So Donald has, by the way, not ruled out attacking Iran. Because that's a really good plan. Mm-hmm. And what Scott Jennings was like, yeah, please do it. Scott Jennings is like so for it. It's so gross. He said, we're not involved, Donald said, we're not involved in it. It's possible we could get involved, but we are not at this moment involved. He keeps repeating himself. Did you notice that he repeats himself?
I've heard he repeats himself.
Yeah, I've heard that he does. He said there is no deadline, but they are talking. They'd like to make a deal. They continue to talk. Scott Jennings said this, Lordy. The Iranian terror regime has never been weaker, thank you, Israel. The chance to end them as a destabilizing force cannot be missed. In my opinion, Trump, I always call him Donald, would be justified in taking out the Fordo nuclear enrichment facility. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because if you bomb it, doesn't all of that get released into the air?
I have no idea.
It would be a righteous decision, and if he does it, no question in my mind, he would deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for bombing something.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, that took me a second to, like...
Okay, this is a once-in-a-generation chance to make the world safer and defend Western civilization. He concluded saying, bomb Fordo, destroy the Iranian octopus, restore deterrence, win the Nobel. I don't see how you win the Nobel Prize if you bomb somebody.
Yeah.
That just because...
I guess they're thinking in the...
The greater good?
The context of preventing an even greater war, like a nuclear war.
I guess, but... That exacerbates the problem. that's making it World War III and not stopping a world war like Truman had to do, like they had to do in World War II.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I mean, it's just, I don't like him.
I have a friend who is an Israeli citizen. He lives here in the uh-huh. U.S., but he's an Israeli citizen. And he kind of said that Netanyahu is desperate to hold on to power.
Yes, he is.
And so... He's, you know, doing all of this stuff to maybe show that he has power within Israel.
Right.
You know, because right now, the people of Israel are on his side. This is brought
people... But they don't like Iran. And
right. Exactly. But they don't like Netanyahu, but they kind of like what Netanyahu just did.
Provoking war.
Well, preventing a nuclear war.
Okay. I'll just be over here.
Yeah.
Not saying the things because of the FCC that are in my head. Because we don't want to get off the air. This was interesting. The Voice of America, who is running it?
Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake. Uh-huh. Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah, she's that Vaseline lady.
Right. She's the Vaseline on the lens lady.
Uh-huh. Sorry, didn't mean to make you cough.
You okay?
Oh, yeah.
Poor thing. So apparently Voice of America has rehired some of their Iranian language staff that were let go because of Donald.
Mm-hmm.
They were he signed an executive order gutting the news agency because it has news that apparently he doesn't like. But because of what's happening in Iran and in Israel, they need people that speak Farsi.
They're hurriedly rehiring these people back, which seems to be a theme among Doge.
And the journalists over there, they're suing.
The Farsi people.
They're suing to get their jobs back.
Sure.
But they said... the situation in the Middle East showed why the network never should have been shut down in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Patsy.
Because now Voice of America over there has lost a whole lot of credibility because they stopped broadcasting.
Yeah.
And so they can't trust Voice of America now. Voice of America over there has built up years and years, decades of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all undone by going silent for a few months.
Yeah. Patsy Widakuswara.
Okay.
I got it. A former Voice of America White House bureau chief who was placed on leave is leading the lawsuit against Carrie Lake and the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Mm-hmm. She said, after months off the air, we've already lost a lot of audience and credibility.
There
they should bring us all back so we can respond to breaking news in all parts of the world. Jessica Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce these words. An editor at Voice America, who was also placed on leave, said in a statement, by reducing the programming since March, so that's a lot of time, VOA has cut off its audience right at the very moment they need it most.
Mm-hmm.
Again, y'all are really bad at stuff.
Yeah.
You want to save money? Sure. I say no more tax cuts for the wealthy. That'll help. I don't know. You want to get down the debt? That'll help.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. All right, it is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Now that it's lake and beach season, officials want you to keep your eye on local waterways for invasive species and harmful bacteria and algae blooms. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what experts want you to know.
Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes. We've got a lot of little critters to worry about, and one of those is in our water, invasive species.
We can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to a larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body. And algae blooms. They're already starting in some lakes across the state, reaching advisory levels in Chippewa Falls on Otter Lake Beach, as well as in Door County at Sugar Creek County Park.
Staff from Public Health Madison Dane County test the water at our beaches once a week. So before you head out, you may want to check their website first. Over the weekend, there were no closures due to bacteria or algae. And to get Madison and Wisconsin stories sent straight to your inbox from our team here at Civic Media, you can sign up for our newsletter at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain in spots with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms back in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 64.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll talk with Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch about the weekend headlines and also check in with Clean Wisconsin on Pollinator Month. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's in the Ad Council.
Was someone who served the people of Minnesota with grace, compassion, humor, and a sense of service. She was a formidable public servant, a fixture and a giant in Minnesota. She woke up every day determined to make this state a better place. She is irreplaceable, and we've been missed by so many. Minnesota's thoughts and prayers are with her family, her loved ones, her children, and her parents.
You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
You really can.
Yeah, they were really close.
I saw a picture of Gabby Giffords with her. Amy Klobuchar obviously knew her as well. I'm glad that the senator and his wife are going to be okay. That's the good news in this tragedy, that they're going to be okay. Because last I heard, they were in stable condition. So that's excellent news. But yeah, this was
it was shocking.
Very shocking. I mean, obviously politically motivated. Obviously he's a Trump guy, and obviously he's a white man because he was taken alive. Kevin in D.C. Hi, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, my mellow voice Dixon. So I will never get over loving that in our radio voice of yours.
Awesome. Why, thank you.
before I continue, I want to mischievously get on you and the zygote. Just a second. You were making somewhat ill advice or ill comments about curly hair. As an African-American man, and having dealt with many a lass with curly hair, there's nothing wrong with curly hair.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just not used to it. That's it. I'm just not used to dealing. It's a whole, I have to take care of my hair differently now.
It's a different,
it's a different type of hair care than I'm used to.
Enough with the white beauty standards.
I let it be curly. It's just weird for me. It's not normal.
I'm just mischievously messing with you, but Erin Moran, Joni, was just as cute when her hair was curly straight, and Janet Wood was just as cute when her hair was curly straight.
Perms for years, Kevin. I had a perm from the time I was 13 until I was about 25.
Like Barbara Streisand in the main event kind of perm?
Not quite that, but I had one that was a Z perm. It was literally like triangle curlers that they use.
Oh,
it was interesting.
Like a crimper?
I
just wanted to be, in case one of the right wings, I just want to be extra woke. They're going to see that poor white lady was bothered, but they can't even wear their hair the way they want to. That's so woke. But anyway, as you mentioned, that was what I was saying off air, that I'm sure that this gentleman will be, him being white, he won't be treated differently than people of my shade or the Latinos who are being, you know, yanked off the street. I'm sure he'll be treated the same way and sent to some foreign country that he's never been to with no due process or anything, right? Right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm glad they caught him alive so at least they can talk to him. But I always want people like that to be caught alive. I don't like it when they are gunned down, no matter what.
Oh, of course. That's my whole point. I want everyone to be, if you're going to treat them negatively, let's say, I want everybody to do that. Or if you're going to be treated humanely as you should be in due process and all that, I want everybody. That's my point.
Absolutely.
And so I want people that look like me and brown people to be treated just like, oh, I don't know, a 34-count felon that got elected.
Well,
you know my black ass would never get near that. One positive thing, Yvette Hoffman, I don't know if this is from a tweet or something. She says, quote, John is enduring, the two that survived. She's saying, John is enduring many surgeries and is getting closer every hour to being out of the woods.
Good.
He took 9 bullets. Oh. I took 8. Oh. We're both incredibly lucky to be alive, which they are. So I didn't call a lot last week because from everything from Fidelia, you know, the brown senator being treated like no white man ever would.
All right.
To this president getting a parade, which was pathetic. I sent Sue and other people, you know, the video of the squeaking tank.
Yeah.
Pathetic. But I've been, you know, as I've said, I periodically don't call the show because it is, you know, has a certain vibe, and I don't, you know, when I get angry, I don't want to spoil it.
Understandable.
But it's really difficult to, you guys are professionals. You're able to sound buoyant because I just can't do it. This Twilight Zone world we live in is so infuriating. And thank you for your professionalism and your always being upkeep. And as everyone says, keeping it sane. Thank you.
All right.
Great show.
Thank you, honey. Call tomorrow.
Yes. Call every day.
Call every day. I need the help. No, he's right. I mean, I think that if the alleged assassin were not white, I think he would have been treated differently. Even in Minneapolis, even in Minnesota, you know, which is, it's a wonderful, I love that state so much. I really do. I have so many friends that still live there and, you know, been there a few times. I love it. I love it. And I'm so sad for what this person did to the state and the city of Minneapolis, especially. So.
I saw so many signs on Saturday too with photos of her and said, I'm here for her.
Aww.
And that was so sad. And off Kevin's point, like, it is a lot. It is a lot. And I kind of harp on this, but like, you know, your mental health's important too.
Yes.
Like, yes, stay informed. Yes, keep fighting the good fight, but also take a break when you need it.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to go crazy otherwise.
Yes. Yes. Walk away.
Watch
when
Love
you can.
Island.
Watch Love Island and the beaver sack that they had yesterday. Stuffed beavers. I was like, oh my God, Steph would love this, but she hates reality TV.
Bella and I both have a love for Below Deck. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys would get along with Tony Anita Hall from Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone.
Oh, really?
She loves Below Deck.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny.
I watch all iterations of it.
It's so funny.
It is. Yeah. I just put my brain in neutral and watch.
Well, Lonnie wrote some of the interstitial music for that show.
Did he?
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know if they're still playing it, but he wrote stuff. A friend of his was doing a lot of that, and then he got Lonnie involved, and so a bunch of his stuff was taken for Below Deck in particular.
Wow.
I always love the reality TV songs because it's so, like, they're always so specific to the exact problem that the people are having.
Yeah.
Like, on Love Island specifically, when, like, when someone is about to choose between two girls, the music's like, who's he gonna choose?
And it's like, the traitors is like
the
that,
traitors.
Too.
Like, who's gonna go tonight?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I don't watch reality television.
You can go without it, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Having produced scripted things, I really don't. I mean, not that this isn't script. It's...
Yeah.
But unscripted television.
Yeah.
Unscripted.
They called producer editors predators for a reason on reality television shows. For a very good, very good reason. A friend of mine she was an associate producer on one of the first seasons of, like, The Bachelorette.
Okay. Mm.
And she quit. She's like, I can't be a part of this.
Yeah.
Because what they were doing.
Well, yeah, you torture the people to build up the drama.
Well, and they were trying to get this one woman so drunk that the supervising producer said, we're going to kill her if we keep plying her with alcohol.
Yeah.
And the executive was like, no, you have to do it. She's like, I'm not making this woman drink. Yeah. I mean, could kill her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's when my friend quit. She's like, I can't be a part of somebody potentially dying because of what we want to get out of this person because she's not sloppy enough.
Right. And reality TV isn't reality because they're making a TV show that has to be entertaining and has to get ratings.
And they want to edit it in a certain way for conflict.
Right.
The narrative, of course.
Yeah.
Exactly. They've got their ideas and then... If it were, and I blame Cops was the original reality TV.
An American
and that was actually real.
An American Family was the original one.
That's true. You are correct, sir.
That was set in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a PBS series that followed a family called the Loud Family.
The Louds,
And it just followed them for, like,
years.
Nine months, I think. Mm-hmm. And it chronicled their divorce. Like, the divorce came as a surprise. It chronicled their son Lance's coming out. Yep. And this was in the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, so, the Loud Family. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're correct. Well, and then you could, I guess, say an ode to Alan Funt from Jill Sobule.
Sure.
Candid Camera, too.
Yeah, Candid Camera was also reality TV.
Sort of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sort of. And I met somebody from one of the Real World casts, and he was just so boring.
Aww.
And kind of thought more of himself than he was.
Okay.
It's like the second or third season cast. It was just lit. It wasn't second season. That was San Francisco, right? It was the LA cast.
Yeah.
It was whoever it was in LA.
Yeah, the LA cast was boring. They were.
He just really thought more of himself. A friend of mine brought him to one of my birthday parties.
Who was it?
I forget his name. He was tall. That's all I remember. I don't know, six something.
Okay.
He was tall. That's all I remember. He was just, whatever, dude. Look at Diane. Hi, Diane in New York. You had your own demonstration all by yourself?
Yes. I know you haven't been talking about the protests for a while on your show,
you've moved on to other things.
Oh, we can always come back.
I wanted to just bring to awareness that there were places that had demonstrations that weren't thousands or hundreds of thousands. I live in a town in New York that is Trump land.
Oh.
And I went downtown in my anti-Trump T-shirt, Smokey the Bear, or Smokey Bear.
Uh-huh.
It said, only you can prevent fascism.
Nice.
And
nice.
I stood on the street by myself and just stood there and politely greeted people as they went by. It happened to be the first farmers market day in town.
Nice.
And I'll tell you, in Trump land, it was amazing. I think I only stood for 2 hours. I'm 72 years old.
Wow.
And that was plenty for me. But I only got two scowls, and most of the people smiled.
Good.
Thumbed up.
Nice.
Or thanked me for standing there. Told me they loved my shirt. I got 98% positive feedback from the people
nice.
That were there for me standing up. I also walked around town, went in and out of some of the shops, and almost every place I went, as I said, I only got two scowls, and instead, almost everyone was thanking me for being there.
Aww.
There was one young gentleman who was a little concerned. He wanted to know what I was doing and where I was going to be.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, I'm just standing right here. I, you know, wanted to be peaceful,
right.
quiet protest. And he asked me, you know, where I was going. I said, no, I'm just standing here. And I kind of stood in the middle of the sidewalk so people driving by could see me.
Right.
A lot of them waved and smiled.
Nice.
And after speaking with me a little bit, he seemed a little concerned, but then he just looked at me and said, well, thank you for not making the farmers market a political event, and walked away.
Well, there you go.
And I thought that was a very interesting reaction. And I appreciated his opinion
sure.
on that. Honestly, I had not thought about that I might be making the farmers market a political event. And I said to him, I said, no, I'm just making my own private statement. And like I said, I stood there for 2 hours
Good for you.
And got very positive response.
What?
But my main point in speaking with you is that we see on TV and we're hearing about the demonstrations that were huge, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. I saw on TV some places were staging human puppet shows,
yes,
which
were
hilarious. But there were places, I'm sure, many places like my town, where someone like myself or maybe two or three people were standing up quietly to make the anti-Trump statement.
Well, Diane, we got to go in a minute, but thank you so much for doing that. That was very brave of you to do
was.
It by yourself.
It was.
And you took Malcolm Nance's words to heart, and he said, hey, if you're just you're by yourself, do it.
Yep.
Just in front of your house, do it. So good on you, Diane. And yeah, 2 hours is quite
that's
a while.
A lot.
And to be by yourself, that's brave, especially in Trump country.
Absolutely.
That's super brave. It is 48 minutes after the hour now. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by CB Distillery.
Oh, yeah.
My gummies. If you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it does work. I can attest to all of that. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. I'm one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain, and after exercise. That's for Stephanie. They even have CBD for pets, for the babies when they get groomed. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorite is the gummies. You're a tincture guy.
I'm a tincture guy.
You a
gummy girl.
Gummy girl. Mm-hmm. Like me. Okay, I'm fine. And Ms. Miller is the pain stick person because she does overdo it. So I hope she brought some with her to her on her vacation.
Yeah.
And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is a source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code Stephanie. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Stephanie, cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Holy cow, you just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body, and it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results.
So it's great. It's flavorless. That doesn't clump. I put it in my coffee every morning, but you can put it in your smoothie. Use the collagen PM at night in my tea that has chamomile in it. Yeah, just talk to us about, because your point is, I think after age 50, we lose almost 50% of our collagen naturally.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, we do produce it on our own, but that decline of natural production of collagen inside of us starts to decline even around the age of 20. But around the age of 50, it really starts to accelerate.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. As we were saying, it's the consistency is the key. There's, you know, I've used other products where you have that clumping, and it's this is absolutely completely flavorless, like you say, tasteless. It just goes right in there. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From GetNativePath, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Thanks,
yes.
Doc.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 54 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show, and this portion of the show is brought to you by PERF.
PERF.
Freedom from Religion Foundation. It's summer, campfires, late night conversations. People are swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, which it was not, and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, and even your doctor's office, which is really bothersome. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom.
Oi.
Indeed. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. Think about it.
Yep.
This isn't about personal beliefs. This is about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom from Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to FFRF.com.
Perf.
FFRF.us/freedom or text the first name of the host of this show normally, Stephanie,
that's right,
to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to FFRF.us/freedom or text Stephanie to 511-511 now, because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply. Ah, it is 56 minutes after the hour. We have Cliff Schechter coming up,
yep,
which is fun. He's on vacation, so we only have him for one segment, y'all. We don't get him for the whole hour. Carol, hi in Ohio. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, and I'm a longtime listener for years now, first-time caller.
Oh, if I had her box on, I would gling you, but I don't have her box on.
Oh, but I wanted to tell you, I'm in Greenville, Ohio,
mm-hmm,
which voted 77% for Trump.
Right.
And I was supposed to go to Colorado, but after listening to Malcolm Nance, I said, no, I'm going to change my plan, stay here.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a bunch of signs at the last minute and went to our protest. And
nice.
I thought, oh, maybe there'd be a dozen or so. There was over 100.
Nice.
Which is like having 10,000. And I was able to give out signs to other people.
Nice.
But even the New York Times sent a reporter to cover it. I guess it's online.
Oh, wow.
But it was amazing. We only had one person give us the middle finger salute. But a lot of positive actions. And we were right in front of kind of the cop shop there in mm-hmm. the town hall. You know,
right.
center of town, and they had zip ties. We were all laughing about that, but we had no problems.
Nice.
And it was such a positive experience.
Yeah.
So here in deep red, I mean, there are glimmers of hope. So thank you for helping us cope, because here I had one gentleman that was in his 80s, maybe close to 90. And he said, I'm so depressed.
Oh.
And so we did a lot to buck up each other's,
good.
You know, feeling like we're alone and we're taking crazy pills. So
right on. Thank you
for Aww. Helping us.
Thank you, Carol, for doing that. That's, again, that's brave to go into mm-hmm. deep red country and do that, like Diane from New York did. There's
the gling.
Yay! It's 58 minutes after the hour. Cliff Schechter coming up next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Jesse Christensen from Cannabinoid Therapeutics.
And we'll ask him about the John and Gordy Laffy Taffy.
It's a million laughs.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The man thought to be behind that targeted attack on Minnesota lawmakers over the weekend is now in police custody. Authorities picked him up last night near his farm outside the Twin Cities. He was still armed, but police say he gave up without a fight.
Vance Bolter is held on bonds totaling $5 million and facing state charges of second-degree murder.
We are also in close contact with our federal partners, both the FBI, United States Attorney's Office, who are examining whether or not additional charges should be brought at the federal level.
Drew Evans heads the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. President Trump has asked the Justice Department to pursue federal charges in the case as well. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
To the Middle East now, where Israel says it's achieved full air superiority over Tehran, the Iranian capital. The two countries have been trading deadly airstrikes over the past few days after Israel mounted a major attack on Iran's nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News.